Pray we can get our feet on the ground and preach today and be a help to somebody. The Bible said on the same day, Mark 4:35, the same day when the even was come, he saith unto them, let us pass over unto the other side. When they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship, and there were also with him other little ships. There arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. He was in the hinder part of the ship. I can't wait to get on that this morning. He was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. They awake him and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? He arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, Peace, be still. The wind ceased and there was a great calm. There was a great storm in verse 37, but I'm glad verse 39 said when Jesus got involved, there was a great calm. Amen. Amen. It wasn't a great storm and a little calm. Amen. It was a great big old storm that required a great big God to send a great big calm they could not produce in and of themselves. Verse 40 said, and he said unto them, the waves have laid down, the winds have quit blowing, the rain has quit falling, and now they're in this time of a great calm, and Jesus has their attention. And he said to them, why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? They feared exceedingly and said one to another, what manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? I want to preach this morning, if the Lord will help us, on this thought, sailing with Jesus through the stormy seas of life. Sailing with Jesus through the stormy seas of life. You can be seated this morning. Heavenly Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, at high and holy and exalted name, we do pray, asking for mercy, asking for help, asking, Lord, today that you would, Lord, come by this place for just a little while, help thy servant to preach. Lord, I pray that you'd help your people, Lord, to put on hearing ears, and Lord, not just to be hearers of the word only, but Lord, to listen with the intent of gaining some sort of faith and understanding and knowledge of the way of God, that they might be doers of the word. Lord, I pray this morning as we have gathered in today, may Jesus be magnified. May, Lord, there be laid to our hearts some challenge, Lord, that would make us a better Christian. Lord, in these days of storm-filled lives and storm-filled families and, Lord, a storm-filled generation, Lord, the winds are blowing, contrary winds, it seems like, opposing us on every hand. Lord, I pray today that, Lord, we would acknowledge the fact that, Lord, we're not in this thing alone, that Jesus is with us, and in that there's great comfort and great calm and a great peace that can be ours. Lord, I pray this morning that, Lord, all that you'd have said today would be said. Help us, Lord, today, Lord, just to, Lord, honor you and, Lord, your will for this message and this service. Help us, Lord, we pray. In Jesus' name again we ask it. Amen and amen. We understand in the course of Mark chapter number 4, really you back up into chapter number 3, and we're in one long day of the life of the Lord Jesus as he lived among us upon earth. During that day, he's going to do a lot of things. He's going to minister to a lot of people. He's going to teach a lot of lessons. He is going to give himself time and time and time again to explaining the Word of God and the parables that he is speaking to them. He is going to give himself in that long day, no doubt from the sun coming up to the time that the evening time would set in and bring us into the text verses we've read Jesus has had a very busy and a very, chaotic day, a very draining day, a day that has taxed him and his disciples as they have ministered to the multitudes. As we consider this, even is settling in. Amen. The Bible said in verse 35, in the same day, this is on the same day and is at the time when the even was come. And Christ speaks to his disciples and he's willing now, after ministering there in this place, to leave here and to go to the other side, that is across the sea and across that particular Sea of Galilee, to go to another area, another place. We know from chapter number 5 that it's going to be the country of the Gadarenes, where there's going to be others that he is going to preach to and teach to and perform miracles for, and that he is going to minister to them on the other side. And so Christ says, it's time we leave here, let's go to the other side. All the while, he knows what is to come in the course of the journey from where they are to where they're going to go. He understands that the disciples are now going to have their faith challenged, and their faith is going to have an opportunity to be exercised at the very things that he has given them, the very lessons and parables that he has taught about faith and about trusting God and about taking the Word of God and applying it to your everyday life. They are now about to be thrust into a situation that we read about just a moment ago in these verses, where they are going to have opportunity to act upon the lessons that they have been taught. Christ understands as they set out over the Sea of Galilee, the storm is coming. We understand in our study of this particular sea and the events that would happen here that it was not uncommon on the Sea of Galilee that winds and storms would come up seemingly out of the midst of nowhere. The Sea of Galilee is approximately 7 miles wide. At its widest point, it's 11 miles long. It is fed from the Jordan River as it runs off of Mount Hermon and enters in and empties its and pours in there the Sea of Galilee, and it fills up. It's basically a bowl in the middle of nowhere. And this particular Sea of Galilee, when the winds would blow off of the mountains, it would blow in such a way that it would bring great storms and great waves upon the sea. There are historical accounts that even in Tiberias, that the Sea of Galilee at times would have waves that would arise, and it would go even several hundred yards into the city. And so it was known for these storms. But I believe on this particular night, as they set out, and this is a storm unlike any other. We do know that these men that are in the boat with Jesus, that several of them are fishermen that have spent their lives on the Sea of Galilee. At least 4 of them, some say maybe as many as half of them, were themselves fishermen. The other 6 come from a diverse amount of backgrounds, but in that day it would not have been uncommon. And they had all spent some sort of time in a boat upon the Sea of Galilee. But this particular night is going to stand out to them. On this particular night, the storm is going to rise. Though they are following the command of their Savior, and though they are with Him where He is, they're going with Him where He is taking them, they're going to encounter a storm that is unlike any they have ever faced in their life. And I believe that the account of this story, when we think about this storm, it reminds us that we ourselves face storms in life. Oftentimes we reference the difficult times of our Christian journey as storm seasons or stormy times of our life. And let's be honest about it, since the days that we've been saved, every day has not been sunshine and blue skies and rainbows and birds singing and flowers blooming and warm breezes just gently touching upon our brow. Amen. There have been days since we've been saved. Amen. When the storm clouds rolled in and the wind seemed like, amen, we'd be knocked over and drowned and found ourselves in times as these disciples are thinking about and sensing in this storm on the Sea of Galilee. Luke would put it that, amen, they believed that their very lives were in jeopardy by this storm. And we're reminded this morning that, amen, those are times that we face spiritually or, amen, different ways that this creeps in upon our lives or our families or even our church that, amen, there are times we're upon the stormy seas of life. I note in this text, just throw some things out and get our feet on the ground, and I'll preach here in a moment, but I note some things about this storm that I think are relatable to you and I this morning to think about. I noted here the ships in the storm. I would draw your attention this morning that when Jesus said, let us pass over and go into the other side, the Bible said, and when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship. And so here are the disciples. They have Christ. He's in the boat that he himself had borrowed, going all the way back into chapter number 4 and in verse number 1, where he had to speak from that boat. He borrowed a boat and he could preach to the multitude. Such a great crowd had been there. And he literally taught them from that marine vessel there. And now he's in the boat. They are going to take him in that boat. But I would remind you, this was not the only ship that sailed that stormy sea that night. The Bible said, and there were also with them other little ships. And so there are others that the implication, I would take that phrase to mean, the ending of that verse to me, is that, Brother Jack, there were other ships. And these other ships were of a smaller stature than the boat that Christ and his disciples are in. And they're following Christ. They themselves have a desire to be with him where he is, to go to the other side where he is going. And they have committed themselves to sail upon the Sea of Galilee. And so when the winds began to blow, they're not only beating against the boat of these disciples, the winds are pushing against the little ships. And while the waves began to roll, amen, the little ships feel the effect of that storm all along. Amen. I would remind you today that, amen, though you may, Christian, be in a storm today, amen, there are those that are in little boats that and are just getting their journey started that, amen, the storm you're in and how you face it, that, amen, the faith that you have, we'll see in the end of the message today, is going to affect those that are coming behind you. Amen. I'd remind every one of us parents that when we're going through a storm, amen, they're the little ships of our babies that are behind us. Amen. They're the little ships of those that are new in the faith. Amen. Those babes in Christ that are watching us and are trying to follow us as we follow Christ. That, amen, they're going to be affected by the very storms that you and I encounter, and maybe even to a greater degree be affected, amen, by how they watch us sail those stormy seas. Amen. I'm amazed that as Christians, amen, we can identify with these disciples so many times, amen, that we feel like our lives are falling apart, that we're perishing, that, amen, this is the worst thing that has ever happened to me. And all the while, there are little ships behind us, amen, that are watching us. What do you think that done to them that night, Brother Tim? Amen, when they heard through the storm, amen, John the Beloved and James his brother, amen, and Peter and Andrew and Thomas and these, amen, these mighty disciples saying, amen, we're not going to make it through the storm. This is the worst night of our life. Amen, I wonder what that done to those who were sailing in those little ships alongside of them. Amen.
Amen. I don't know who they were and what their names are, what the background is. Amen. But if you climb up in the little ship with them and listen to that, amen, and your heroes said, amen, the ones that my friend helped you get in the faith that, and come to know Christ when they're belly aching about how bad it is. Amen. Imagine what they're thinking. If they ain't going to make it, we surely ain't going to make it. Through the storms, we need to be aware there are people that are following us, and it is up to you and I. Amen. As weak as we may get, and as bad as we may feel, and as great as the storm is, and we may be facing not to magnify the storm more than we magnify the Savior. Somebody help me preach. This is introduction, but amen, I wanted to note that this morning. Amen, the ships that are in the storm, you're not there alone. Amen, so many times in the storm we feel like we're the only one facing, amen, a hardship and facing opposing winds and contrary waves. But, amen, I want to remind every one of us today, amen, you may be in a storm, but you're not the only one in a storm. Amen, you're not alone. Amen, the devil will make you feel like you're alone and nobody else knows it. Nobody else understands. But, amen, I've been saved long enough not to know everything. Amen, but at least know this. Amen, there have been others that have sailed ahead of us. Amen, that have faced the same crises that we face. Amen, and I'm telling you today, amen, we're in this thing together. Amen, the ship's in the storm. Notice with me the suddenness of the storm. Verse 37 said, and there arose a great storm of wind. The indication there just sprung up out of nowhere. Amen, there was no warning there. Amen, there was no lights blinking from the shore saying, warning, storm, clouds are ahead. Amen, it came suddenly upon them. Is that not the way many a times our storms come to us? Amen, it seems like everything's good. The sun is shining. Amen, our very soul is warm and we're comfortable. Amen, but from one verse to the next, seemingly, amen, suddenly and out of nowhere, amen, arises some of the greatest storms that, amen, we'll ever face in life. Amen, you say, preacher, I don't need no storm message. Everything's going well. Amen, I can tell you about, amen, even some Lord's Day experiences. Amen, where I was a preaching and a singing and a shouting on Sunday morning. And before I made it back to church on Sunday night, amen, my heart was busting and tears were pouring out, amen, down my face, amen, experiencing the suddenness of the storm. Amen, amen. And so, amen, you say, preacher, I feel caught off guard. I imagine, amen, that's part of the point of the story this morning, that, amen, sometimes we feel caught off guard. Amen, the ships and the suddenness of the storm, I gotta hurry. Amen, and see the size of the storm. In verse 37, the Bible said, there arose a great storm of wind. Amen, and so great it was that, amen, not only were the winds beating against and the waves beating against the ship, amen, but the sea was pouring itself into the boat. Amen. And so the size of it, this is not a springtime pop-up thunderstorm. Amen. That's bad enough. Some of us said, amen, have a boat and get out on the lake. Amen. I find myself always watching the weather app, cause, amen, I've been there when some storms come up. Amen. And you'll fear for your life. You'll think, man, this little boat is not going to make it. Amen. That's where they are, the size of the storm. Amen, got bigger than their vessel could handle. Say, preacher, I'm a big Christian. Amen, I want every one of y'all to look at me now, and I hope you get a lot more than this out of this message, but you better get this. There's storms coming your way that are going to be bigger than you are. Say, I've been saved. I've been saved 172 years. I don't care, bless God, if you've been saved 172 years. Amen. There are always encounters that we have along the way where the storms are going to get bigger than we can handle. Amen. That's why there are a different range of vessels. If you was to buy a boat today, amen, you would want to consider what kind of water am I going to be in? Am I going to be on the river? Am I going to be out in a lake? Am I going to be out, amen, in the Gulf? Am I going to be in the ocean? Amen, they build vessels to handle different, amen, types of situations. Amen, you don't want a little 12-foot John boat out in the middle of the Gulf of Mexico. Amen, when one of them little pop-up storms come back, amen, that would bring jeopardy to your life. Amen, but can I be honest with you? Amen, that's how I feel sometimes, Brother A.L. Amen, that my little Christian life, I'm doing all I can. A row in my little 12-foot John boat. That's my faith. Amen. That's my Christian maturity. Amen. I'm just doing the best I can. Amen. And then in the middle of just trying to do the best you can, all of a sudden a storm comes and it's bigger than you can handle. Anybody know what these disciples are facing? Amen. That brings me to my fourth introductory point. Amen. I'll hasten here in a minute, but amen, I know the ship's in the storm, the suddenness and the size. Amen, these boys are in trouble. Amen, they say to the Lord, Master, care us how, not that we perish. Lord, this has caught us off guard. Lord, we weren't expecting this. Lord, had we known it was going to get this bad, we'd have never launched out off of the shore. And Lord, our friends and our little ships say, hey, ain't standing a chance in this. Lord, amen, this storm is bigger than we can handle. But notice with me, though they felt that way, there is what I call the security in the storm. I don't care how many little ships are behind them. I don't care how quick and sudden it came up, popped up out of nowhere. It doesn't matter how big it was. It could have been the winds off the Mount Hermon. It could have been Euroclydon. Amen, Paul had to sail through later on in the book of Acts. Amen, it could have been some major hurricane system. Amen, it did not matter what came up over the Sea of Galilee. There was no way that boat was going down. There was no way those disciples were going to have the loss of life. Amen, you say why? Amen, now listen now. Their security is not in their knowledge of the sea. Their security is not in their physical might to lay hold of a row and push on through the storm system they're in. Amen. Their security is not in, amen, old Doubting Thomas being able, amen, to pull out the water faster than it's getting in the boat. Their security is not in anything of the arm of flesh. Now they may have leaned on that for a little while. Amen. To quote our dear sanctuary adult Sunday school teacher. Amen. One of my favorite quotes he's ever given. He gave last Sunday morning. Amen. And I wrote it down. He said, amen, the Bible basically says to those who put confidence in the flesh, you're an idiot. That's from our Sunday school teacher last Sunday morning. Can I say that's exactly right? Y'all see what you miss when you don't come to Sunday school? Amen. Listen. Amen. Their security. Amen. Their security. Their safekeeping. And they're going to have through the storm. They are going to make it the other side. They are going to be brought through safely. And it will not be the might of the flesh. It will not be the might of their might. Amen. It will not be relying upon what they have faced in past experiences. Amen. Where is their security? Listen. Amen. Their security was in the fact that they were sailing with Christ at His command. Can I say that your spiritual security, amen, your family security, and the security of this church, no matter what storms come our way, it is simply it that we must be sailing with Christ at His command. And if you are, I promise, what He said in verse 35 is going to come to pass. We're going to make it to the other side. Amen. I thought about a contrast with this, Brother Ahel, with the life of Jonah. So I'm going to sail. I'm my own man. I'm Mr. Big Shot. Got it all nailed down. I'm going to sail on my own. I'm going to pilot my own ship. I'm the captain of my own life. Amen. Can I say you ain't going to make it far? Amen. You may make it a day or two. Amen. But there's a storm coming your way. Amen. Go ask Jonah. God said, go to Nineveh. And Jonah said, I'm not going to let God captain my ship. I'm not going to let the Lord be the master of the boat. And my friend, he went down to Tarshish. Amen. Got on a boat. Amen. He's sailing down to Tarshish. Amen. What happened? He found there'd be a storm come. And he wasn't sailing with Jesus. He wasn't, my friend, in the boat with his Lord. Amen. And there was a great, great jeopardy of his life. Amen. You say, does it matter? Amen. It matters greatly that we sail with the Lord. Amen. It matters greatly He's in our life. Amen. It matters greatly He's in our home. It matters greatly that He's, amen, in the church's ship. Amen. Oh, I'm glad today, amen, that I'm a sailing with Jesus. He didn't save me and set me out and say, navigate the best way you know how, boy. I'm glad He's in the boat with me and I can sail with Jesus through the stormy seas of life. Amen. Let me give you three main things here. Amen. There's a blessing to me and a challenge to me. Amen. About sailing with Jesus on the stormy seas of life. Your storms are going to come. Amen. You don't need Dr. Phil in your boat. What a compromiser. Let me just blow out Dr. Phil McGraw while I'm at it. Some of y'all got him DVR'd every day. That man done lost his ever-loving mind. Amen. Oh, I'm making some of y'all nervous, ain't I? Amen. You think any child of God got any business running to somebody like that for counsel on how to get your family fixed? Amen. I ain't listening to anybody. If he ain't got enough sense to know life begins in the womb and that the transgender movement is absolutely demonic and satanic and out of the pits of hell, how's a man like that going to help me with the problems I got in my life? Oh, you're welcome, you're welcome, you're welcome this morning. You don't need Oprah in your boat sailing with you. You don't need some politician that God knows we don't need Hollywood, amen, trying to navigate our life through the storms of life. I'm so sick of Christian. I don't mean to be mean. You're the one who started it this morning with your little text messages you sent to me. We got a crowd of Christians, but Jack, they have elevated Hollywood. They have idolized a bunch of people who do not even know God. And we are envious of a crowd whose lives themselves are falling apart.
Right. Amen.
I don't even know the modern day who's in and out and what names it's all. Amen. If I started giving names, I'd show my age a little bit. Amen. But I don't need Hollywood. I don't need, amen, the entertainers of our day. Amen, to sail with me. I've watched them. I've been around long enough, alive long enough. I know they're in and out of rehab. Amen, they're blowing their brains out and overdosing. Amen, why in the world would I want to sail with people that's that messed up?
Amen.
Just let me sail with Jesus.
Amen.
Just let, and I'm getting ahead of myself, but just let Jesus captain my ship. And it'll be all right. Hey, man, y'all do know what I'm preaching today, don't you? Sailing with Jesus through the stormy seas of life. And the best I can tell, are y'all listening now? We're in the last days. These are perilous times. Amen. Perilous. That's a, amen. That to me is a, amen. It's a mariner's term. Perilous. Amen. Perilous seas. Perilous storms. Perilous. Amen. We're in perilous times. If there's ever been a generation who needed to sail with Jesus, you are that generation.
Amen.
Yet we're running to everything else. We wonder why we're going down. We wonder why we're a bunch of Jonas that, amen, are having to jump overboard. God help us to understand there is a better way. And really, Jesus is all that matters. Sailing with Jesus through the stormy seas of life. Number one, what I want to say this morning, amen, number one is found in verse 37. Now you're going to look at it and you're going to go, but I'm going to show you, Notice with me the miracle in the storm. So, oh yeah, preacher, the miracle. Christ is going to stand up, rebuke the wind, say, peace be still, and there's going to be a great calm. And that's the miracle. That's the miracle we all know, and it is a miracle. But verse 37, there is a miracle before the miracle. Say, preacher, there ain't no miracle. Look in verse 37, preacher. Amen, there's a great wind. There's a great storm of wind. The waves are beating in the ship. Preacher, the boat is full. There's no miracle. That's misery. No, it ain't. There's a miracle. There's several miracles. There's a bunch of miracles happening before the miracle we all magnify. And this miracle, I'm not so sure, ain't greater than the one we emphasize. Oh, I got your attention now. Amen. Or you think I've lost my mind and you've checked out. Amen. But notice with me that as we sail with Jesus, there are going to be divine miracles that happen. I ain't talking about what you get if you go down and see Benny Hinn. That ain't the miracles I'm talking about. I'm not talking about what TBN and Greg Locke and a bunch of reprobates are preaching and teaching in our day. I'm talking about divine interventions. I'm talking about everything around you looks like there's a great storm of wind. Waves are beating in the ship. Amen. That your life seems full and cannot take in anymore. And yet, you're still alive to complain about it. Somebody help me. I want to say, again, this verse shows the miracle before the miracle. Here's what I want you to see. It was hid to the fretful eye of the disciples. But it was happening all along. I said, preacher, you got to tell us. You got to tell us. Well, let me word it in three different ways. Maybe three different miracles or three different aspects of this matter. The miracle in the storm. Hey, man, I want to draw your attention. First of all, the fact that the ship was beaten, but it was not shattered. The Bible said, oh, y'all ready for preaching, I can tell. Hey, man, there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship. Hey, man, there was a beating that was going on. Amen. In fact, the word here, the waves beat. The word beat means to seize and do violence to. Amen. That storm was lifting up them waves. And Brother Bryson, they, amen, intended to do violence to that vessel. That, amen, that wind intended, amen, to beat it down. And yet, though the ship was beaten, it is not shattered. It maintains its one unified peace. That's a miracle. So how do you know? Because Paul got in a storm. Amen. In the storm, Euryclodon, that came up as they were sailing into Rome. And the Bible said, amen, they sailed and they sailed and the storm raged and it raged. Amen. Until the point, amen, that storm literally ripped that ship to shreds. And the only way that they made it, the Bible said, amen, some swam to shore and others made it there on what? Broken pieces. But one of the miracles, or the miracle in the storm, is that, and though battered and beaten that this ship may be, amen, this ship was not shattered. Can I tell you today, sometimes, now don't get mad at me. I'm not belittling anything we go through. I know it's real, and I know, amen, sometimes our perception or sense or feeling of what we're going through, amen, to us in the moment, it absolutely is real. But buddy, I'm telling you, I'm amazed even at myself sometimes how I describe what I'm going through. Amen. Y'all do your little beady head. Amen. We talk about, amen, things we go through in terms as, boy, I'm telling you, it's the end of the world. Ain't it funny? Your little vessel's still all together today. Woo! Hallelujah. Amen. Do you understand the things this church has been through? Amen. Before I got here, and I know some of the things since I've been here. Amen. There have been others that have said they'll never make it. Amen. They're being beat down. They're being beat down. But ain't you glad this morning? Amen. Though the ship is beaten, it is not shattered. Amen. The lights are still on. Amen. The songbooks are still being used. And the Word of God is still going out. Amen. I'm glad you say, preacher, I feel beat down. I ain't saying you don't. I'm just saying, look at the miracle. You may be beaten today, but your life is not shattered. That's a miracle. Number two, y'all ready? You ain't going to be able to stand this now, sister. You're going to run a lap around here. Watch it. Not only was it beaten, but it was not shattered. It was full, but it was not sinking. Bible said they had sailed long enough in that storm. Said, and it was the ship now, it was now full. I looked up the word full. This will blow your mind. You know what the word full means? To be entirely filled. Means you couldn't have got another drop in it. It means it was full and overflowing. I ain't no mariner. I'm no boat captain. Amen, I do got a bass boat, and one thing I know, amen, one thing I know, because I've done it a time or two, amen, you want to put that plug in the back of the boat, because if you don't put the plug in the back of the boat, amen, you'll be running out round, and it may take a little while, amen, before you know it, all your tackle's floating down in the bottom of your boat. Amen, that's not a good thing. That's when you go into panic mode and say, amen, cut the pumps on, get the water out, get the plug in. Amen, and make your boy jump in the water and swim down there and find out how to put it in for you. Somebody help me. Why? Because the ship in the water is natural. But the water, the sea in the ship, you're on dangerous ground. Oh, somebody help me. You explain it to me. How in the world is the ship now full? Amen. How is it entirely filled with water? Amen. And they're saying, Master, cares not thou that we perish. And yet they've not gone down yet. Amen. Miracle. Amen. Power of God. Amen. Hand of God. Hey, man. I'm talking about it was hid, sister hid, their fretful eye. It was hid, amen, to their faithless heart. Amen, but I'm telling you all the while, amen, all the hell raged and that storm just kept dumping it in. Amen, there's a hand of God up underneath that boat holding it up. Amen, a miracle in the storm. I'm going to tell you how many times, hey man, has your life felt like I am full, I ought to be sinking, and somehow you was in the hand of God. Hey man, and He had you lifted up. Hey man, He had you sustained. He had you, my friend, hey man, going down for the last time. Somebody ought to say, thank God for the miracle in the storm.
Amen.
Amen. Y'all might want to shout now. Y'all might want to shout. This is the shouting point. The last one ain't the shouting point. If you want to shout, you might ought to shout now. Amen. I thought about this. You know what the winds are? Brother Mike, the winds are opposing forces. I thought about this in regard to the miracle of the storm. The ship was beaten, but it was not shattered. The ship was full, but it was not sinking. I thought about this. The ship was opposed, but it was not stopped. Now, really from verse 37, maybe you don't see it real clear. We got the luxury of in verse, when we read verse 37, seeing the end and knowing the end that the disciples didn't really know, but it was happening in verse 37.
Amen.
The winds are trying to say, turn around, it's too tough. Turn back, go back to shore, go back where you came from, go backwards.
Amen.
But Jesus said, let us go to the other side. And buddy, I'm telling you, it didn't matter how great the winds blow. Amen. The idea that is given when you take Matthew's account and Luke's account with Mark's account, amen, is this, that they had been sailing, amen, through the storm, wondering, what are we going to do? Master, we're perishing. And then the Lord stepped up and He spoke calm. And then, immediately, there they are to the other side.
Yes. Right.
In other words, oh boy, the ship may have been tossed, but it was not turned back.
Amen.
Boy, I'm telling you, I ain't going to try to convince you your life won't be tossed around. I ain't saying today the storms are not going to come. They are going to come. Amen, they're going to pick you up and lower you down. Amen, you'll run some highs and you'll go through some lows. Amen, but I'm glad when you sail it. Amen, when Jesus through the storm, He sees them. Hey, amen, let the winds beat against the boat. Amen, we'll not be shattered. We're still together. Amen, oh, we may be full, but we ain't a sinking. Amen, the mighty hand of God has us lifted up. Thank God it may oppose us, but we are not stopped. The church and the people of God are sailing on.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. I feel like we ought to break out in a, amen, in a chorus of, I've come too far to turn back now. Amen. Oh, amen. I ain't looking to go backward. Amen. And it seemed like in these days, Jeremy, there are so many opposing winds. There are so many opposing influences. Amen. That every now and then you'll think, amen, maybe I ought to go back where I came from. Amen. Maybe I ought to go back to shore and wait for a more convenient day. Amen. But we've come too far sailing with Jesus to turn around now. Oh, you hang on, honey. One of these days we gonna make it the other side. We are going to the other side. We are gonna land on the other side of the shore. Amen. And we'll be glad we didn't turn back. We'll be glad we went through the storm and we had Christ sailing in the boat with us all along. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Amen. Oh, I'm a preaching some people today. Amen. You know what it is to go through storms. I'm a preaching to some today. Amen. Because I know what you're going through. And it ain't even then we sit around and we talk about it. Amen. But I know what you're facing and I know what you're feeling. And I know what's made you fretful along the way. I'm just come to tell you, amen, you may not can see it, but God is doing some miracles right now. Hallelujah. Ain't you glad? And our God is a miracle working God. We'd have sunk weeks ago. We'd have sunk months ago. We'd have been stopped years ago. We'd have been shattered days ago. But the miracle in the storm has a little ship just sailing right along. Glory to God. I'm telling you, child of God, amen, you better make sure Jesus is in the boat. Amen, that's the only reason that miracle was a happening. It's the only reason, Brother Tim, it took Christ in the boat. You take Jesus out of the boat. That boat's in a mess. You take Jesus out of the boat and bless and they're coming to pieces and they're shrinking and they're stopped and they're turning back because Jesus was in the boat. There was a miracle in the storm.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Boy, ain't you glad you're sailing with Jesus? I'm just going to unhook right here. Amen. Can I just say again, I'm glad I'm sailing with Jesus. Amen. So long as I'm a sailing with Him, I ain't got a whole lot to fear. I know, listen, let's be honest, sometimes we are. We're just like these old disciples. I just want to come back from Ohio and remind you this morning, amen, if you're sailing with Jesus, everything's going to be all right. Say, preacher, you don't know what my family's dealing with. You don't know what's happened to us this week. You don't know the news I've got from the doctor. You don't know. Preacher, you don't know. You don't know. You don't know. I know this. If you're sailing with Jesus, it don't matter. You're welcome. If you got Jesus in your boat, I promise you, it's all going to be okay. Because if he's in the boat, it can't sink. If he's in the boat, it can't shatter. If he's in the boat, your life cannot be stopped.
Amen.
When we get to the other side.
Yes, sir. I'll be there just so that you know. Yes, sir.
Me and Sissy, when we make it the other side, you know what we're going to do?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to throw my arm around her shoulder and I'm going to say, boy, them storms, that's something, weren't they? But Jesus got us safe home. Hallelujah. Glory to God. They won't be one make it to the other side. Amen. That say. Oh no. We'll all climb off the old ship of Zion. Woo! Hallelujah. We'll look at it and it may be storm worn, maybe a scar or two in the boat. Amen. But Brother Gerald will say, Jesus, by His miracle working power, brought us exactly to the other side. He said we'd get to. Boy, I'm glad I'm saved today. Fact of the matter is, that started the day I got saved. Amen. I know we can be Jonas and we can get on the wrong path to save people, but I like that old song, The Old Ship of Zion. Amen. The Amen. When the old ship of Zion pulled up, the old songwriter said, at the stern of the ship stood the captain. Woo! Hallelujah. I could hear as he called out my name. Get on board. It's the old ship of Zion. It may never pass this way again. Amen. And the old songwriter said, as I step on board, I'll be leaving. Amen. I'm glad I stepped on board. Amen, Brother Larry. I'm glad I climbed up in there. I'm glad he made a way. I'm glad he let me in. Amen. And I'm telling you, one of these days we're going to pull in the port. Amen. One preacher said called Safe Harbor. Amen. And when we pull into Safe Harbor, amen, we'll owe it all to Jesus. Amen. Him letting us sail with Him through the stormy seas. You see, if you're going to make it through the... Because whether you're saved or not, you are going to sail stormy seas.
Right.
Better make sure you're sailing with Jesus. You better make sure you're sailing with Jesus. I ain't preaching it this morning, but you better make sure He's in the hinder part of your ship. Amen. Don't take that wrong. Hinder part don't mean you shove Him in the background. I'm going to have to say a word about it. The hinder part, the jag, is the stern. The stern's where the captain. It's the captain's place. I said the captain. Whoever's in charge of the boat gets to sit in the hinder part. He gets to sit in the captain's seat. He gets to call the shots. Amen. He gets to direct her. Amen. Starboard or port side. Amen. He's the one watching out. Amen. For the obstacles and the dangers. You better make sure that Jesus is in the hinder part of your ship. Amen. Better make sure He's the cat. You better. Oh, I'm trying not to preach it and it's just coming out. You better make sure you ain't just sailing with them. You better make sure He's the captain. So if He's the captain, why is He asleep? Because He ain't worried about it. Oh, Lord. Amen. How many of y'all flown before through storms and turbulence? I've had that wonderful life experience. Somebody say amen. That old plane, it'll... Amen. But you know what's always comforting is when the captain comes on the radio. He says, we're glad y'all are flying with us today. There is a little turbulence. Just put your seatbelt on and I'm going to fly us a little bit higher. I'm going to get us out of this. It may be a little rocky. It may be a little rough for a little while, but I'm going to get you to your destination safely. And son, I'm telling you, when you hear the captain say that, it just... But if I'm ever flying and the captain comes on and he says, "Dear Lord, we're all going down. I don't know what to do."
Amen.
I'm looking for a parachute and an exit door. Somebody say hallelujah. Amen. Right there. You know what I've never heard my captain say? "I don't know what to do."
Amen.
I'll look to him sometimes and he's just over there. He ain't bothered. Wind don't bother him. He just, that's a picture that he is untroubled by what has them so tore up. Amen. Ain't you glad? Not only for the miracle in the storm, but for the master in the ship. I may or may not finish this tonight. I don't know. Amen. I want to finish it right now. But I'm done. I'm done. I ain't preaching no more if you beg me to. I'm done. All I want you to understand, child of God, you make it. You're making it. You are making it. You're going to make it. You have made it. You are making it. You're going to make it so long as you're sailing with Jesus. Amen. If you're here today and you're not saved, it's time to get in the old ship of Zion. It's time to quit trying to captain your own vessel and be the pilot of your own life. Submit yourself to Him being Lord and Master and Captain of your vessel so that you can say, I'm going to the other side. Well, I don't know if I made a mess out of this or not, but I've just tried to be a help to us. Sailing with Jesus through the stormy seas of life. Let's stand together. Some of you, you're going through some things. You need to get on this altar. Talk to the Lord. Get you some help from Him. Amen. Heavenly Father, thank You today for the Word of the Lord. We're glad this morning Jesus pilots our ship. Thankful through the things we've been through and Lord are facing, that our Lord has taught us, Lord, He can do miracles, things that are hidden to the view of our eye, things we're not even aware of until the storm passes by. But Lord, this morning we do want to acknowledge, we trust You for that, we believe You for that. We acknowledge today whatever family crises, whatever faith crises, whatever financial situations, whatever physical ailments that come people's way, so long as we sail with Jesus, You keep us from being shattered, sunk, and stopped. Lord, we can sail on. Pray now, Lord, that You'd help Your people. Help these families, help our church. Lord, till we come to the other side, I pray You'd grow our faith. And all that You do, we'll thank You for it in Jesus' name.